Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied richly to you from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Today's Holy Gospel concluded with these words. This, the first of his signs, Jesus did at Cana in Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Today's Holy Gospel tells us about Jesus' very first miracle, the miracle of turning water into wine. Didn't even know how many miracles Jesus did that are recorded in the four Gospels. It's a kind of a question you find the answer for by asking your telephone or your smartphone. The answer is, and I looked it up, 37. Jesus did 37 miracles, and his miracles can be divided into four categories. First are miracles of healing. He healed many people through his earthly ministry. Second was miracles over nature, like calming the storm on Lake Galilee. Miracles over demons. He was in continual conflict with the forces of Satan throughout his public ministry. And the fourth were the miracles over death itself. He raised the daughter of the Jewish official, Jairus. He raised the son of the woman at the village of Nain. And the greatest of his miracles was raising Lazarus, who had been in the grave for several days already. But as we compare Jesus' miracles with one another, this first miracle of turning water into wine doesn't really seem like a very important miracle. It can't compare with restoring a dead girl to her parents, or raising Lazarus from the tomb, or cleansing someone from leprosy, or restoring sight to a blind person. Turning water into wine at a wedding reception just to save someone from the embarrassment of running out of wine before the party was over just can't even compare with those other more important miracles. Most of Jesus' miracles were life-saving, life-transforming miracles, doing something much more important than saving somebody from the embarrassment of not ordering enough wine for his daughter's wedding reception. But let's look more closely at this miracle and see that there is a reason why John includes it here as the first miracle that Jesus performed. In fact, John calls it more than a miracle. John calls it a sign. A sign points to someplace. A sign points to someone. A sign points to Jesus and shows who he is and why he came into the world. Bible talks a lot about wedding feasts and wedding receptions. In today's Old Testament reading, God compares the joy that the people of Israel will have when they return from the Babylonian captivity from 75 or so years as prisoners in the country we now know as Iraq. It says, as a young man marries a young woman, so shall your sons marry you, O God. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. The coming home to Israel from the Babylonian captivity is here being compared by a wedding feast. In one of Jesus' parables, he describes the kingdom of God by comparing it with a king who prepared a wedding feast for his son. In the parable of the 10 bridesmaids, Jesus calls us to remain alert and awake, just like we do for life-changing events like a wedding. And Jesus even uses the etiquette of a wedding as an illustration of Christian humility. As he says, when you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him, and he who invited you both will come and say to you, give your place to this person. Think about the last time you were at a wedding. Wasn't the wedding reception a time of happiness and joy, a fun time? I always remember, and I've never counted up how many weddings I've performed since I was ordained as a pastor in 1969. Several hundred, I know. But the one that sticks in my mind is the one where after I gave the invocation, and after the best man offered his toast, the father of the bride took the microphone and he said, "Folks, we're so glad you can be here today to share our joy with us. We only want you to do one thing tonight. We want you to be happy and have fun. That's what we're here for, to be happy and to have fun." And so we did. The purpose of a wedding reception is for the guests to enjoy themselves and have fun. But in Israel, the time of Jesus, a wedding reception did not just last for one evening like our wedding receptions do. In Israel, the wedding reception would invite everyone in a small village, and the wedding reception would last for 5 to 7 days. After my son graduated from college, he spent a year as a volunteer teacher in the Lutheran High School in Tisovice, Slovakia. Communism had collapsed the year before when the Berlin Wall came down, and the Lutheran Church in the United States was helping Lutheran churches and schools in Slovakia that had been closed down by the communists to reopen with the collapse of communism. And so my son spent a year as a volunteer teacher at a Lutheran high school in Slovakia.